August 17th, 1994 symbolizes why I went into neurosurgery. So I'm gonna share my story again with you guys who maybe haven't heard it or wanna hear it again. This is a day that changed our family's lives forever. So just to give you a little bit of background, I was born and raised right here in Gainesville, Georgia. My mom was a Hall County deputy sheriff, and to be honest with you, she was a badass. So maybe you know or you don't know, but being a female cop in the 90s is kind of like being a woman in neurosurgery. There wasn't many of them. I remember her coming home at night, taking off her police gear, and I thought, wow, she is amazing. Here I am, a little girl who just truly admires her mom, and I thought she was just the coolest thing. In fact, I actually wanted to be a police officer. At that time, she worked a night shift in the hardest part of town, and that was so she could be home during the day to spend with me and my brother. But one night, everything changed. It was August 17th, and I had softball tryouts the next morning. She was gonna take me to tryouts. I'll never forget both of my aunts standing over me that day, waking me up, and I thought, why are they there and not mom? And they told me that mom had been in an accident. So they took me up to the hospital, which is the hospital I practice at today. And I'll never forget the neurosurgeon stepping off the elevator and looking at us and telling us that she broke her neck and she was never gonna walk again. That moment, I relive a lot of times in my life. That night, what happened is she pulled up on a group of individuals that were on private property, and they opened fire on her vehicle. She ran off the road, hit a tree, and life has never been the same since. My experience in that moment and in the months ongoing in healthcare led me to do what I do every single day. Seeing the nurses, the doctors, the therapists, everybody trying to help my mom become the person that she was incredibly inspiring. And mostly, I just wanted to learn more about the spine and why someone could become injured and then never be the same again. I just couldn't wrap my brain around it. So I wanted to go into neurosurgery to cure spinal cord injury. Never once thought that as a woman, I could never become a spine surgeon, because my mom always told me growing up that I could do anything that I wanted to do. That's how I lived every moment of my life throughout the process, through medical school, through residency, and then coming back here. There's nothing more incredibly inspiring to me than to be able to come back to the people that raised me and to help them get better. So if you wanna know why I went into healthcare and why I come here every single day to talk to you guys, to share my life, it is because moments in time change who we are as individuals, and singular moments can be ingrained upon us to change the way we think, how we feel, and ultimately who we become. I am incredibly inspired every single day by the strength and resilience that my mom had in those moments, and every day for the next 31 years of her life. We all have those moments, those things, those events that change our lives forever. And I just wanna say thank you for allowing me to share my life with you. And thank you to this community that I care for every single day, because it is truly the most rewarding thing that I've ever gotten to do. And most importantly, thank you, Mom, and for teaching me how to be an amazing mom too.